Hey, I'm Maggie Domingo, and I'm sharing how human design can reveal your true, unique self. It's a personal development tool that provides practical and actionable concepts to be applied to your day-to-day so you can live a more fulfilling and aligned life. And who wouldn't want that? This is the Maggie Domingo Podcast. This is not what I initially planned on talking about when considering what to record for this episode. Alas, here we are, and I'm actually really satisfied with how this episode came together while planning it out last night. And I'll be straight with you. I had 8 episodes that were recorded and published prior to this one that spanned across 4 months. I let them be messy in so many ways because I just wanted to get episodes out there, but I've realized over the last couple of weeks that that just wasn't in integrity for me to continue recording episodes like that, because it felt like a disservice to you all. I want to make sure that these podcast episodes are concise and well-organized and the audio is good. And I didn't feel like those previous episodes lived up to that standard. This episode has a different energy than my previous ones. I have way more clarity, and I hope that you sense that clarity when you listen. You might not have anything to compare it to since I deleted those other episodes, but hopefully it at least sounds like I just have my shit together a little bit more. Okay, let's get started. So I've only had a couple real opportunities to share what human design is and what I'm doing with it in my business to people in person, really outside of my like close group of friends and family. But these instances of talking about it in person with other people really stick out in my mind as being very important. Today, I'll be sharing with you one of those times in hopes that it helps you understand what human design can do for you. So I got this opportunity to share what human design is with a friend's family member on Memorial Day weekend. We were camping in Truckee, California. It is this beautiful, kind of smaller mountain town. It's about 11 miles away from Lake Tahoe. And it's got this beautiful like river running through it. I mean, there's pine trees as far as you can see. I mean, the sky is literally more blue out there because there's just way less pollution than being in a bigger city, which I've kind of always been in my life. It was about 8 a.m. in the morning. We were totally in vacation mode and nothing was really of urgency. It felt so good. The last time I had seen him was back in January. So naturally he asks me, you know, how everything is going. And my eyes kind of widen and my eyebrows raise because this is such a loaded question for me, especially thinking about everything that's happened in my business in the last like 5 to 6 months. I pivoted my public facing business from being a virtual assistant to human design. I joined a new money membership that was 6 months long that I'm still currently in. And I finished a business mentor program. It honestly feels like January was like 2 years ago. So I tell him, well, I'm no longer promoting my virtual assistant business. I'm now a human design mentor. And of course, he's never heard of it before. And so he inquires more. What is that? He asks. And I proceed to tell him that it's similar to astrology in the sense that it tells you things about yourself, whether or not you believe or see it. But the difference is that it's more practical and actionable than astrology. Astrology is really kind of ambiguous, kind of left up to interpretation, whereas human design is more tangible and more applicable to your day-to-day life, which is one of the reasons why I personally love it so much. I then explain how it's based on your birth day, time, and location, and how it can really be thought of as like your energetic blueprint. Human design really sheds light on things like your role that you're meant to take on in this life, how you best make decisions, what you'll experience or feel when you're living in alignment with your true self versus your conditioned self, and seriously, so much more. His interest is piqued as he asks more questions like how I even found human design. I tell him all about it, which I'll share in a future podcast episode. But I also give him an example of how each of the human design types plays an important role on this earth. And I share that if we lived in accordance to our type, that the world would operate much more smoothly and peacefully. So he begins to really see how beneficial it would be to learn more about human design and already starts applying it to scenarios in his life, even within his family. So I get really lit up by this conversation. This is why I do this. This is how I know I'm meant to educate others on the possibilities that human design can bring them if they choose to be open to it and experiment with it. Human design is like nothing I've ever explored before because it's this mechanism to learn more about yourself and how you best interact with the outside world in the most aligned way for your unique self. It's incredibly empowering because it's a perspective shifter. It's this like consciousness raiser. It's truly a reality disruptor, but in a good way. Every time I've gotten the opportunity to share with others what human design is and how life-changing it is, it gives me like this energy. I can literally feel my aura like opening up and enveloping my surroundings, just like expanding from my being when I talk about it. And this is so exciting for me as a human design generator, which is one of the types, because it's such a key feeling to be aware of in comparison to other design types. It's also this like indicator of a hell yes, like a full body yes for me, which proves that I'm on the correct path for my most aligned self, which is just so incredibly exciting for me because that's not something that I felt often in my life up until I really found human design and understood how important it is for me. And I wouldn't have known any of this without human design. I feel like I was living my life so passively before in comparison to what I know now and what I experiment with now and what I feel now. Like I said, human design is a consciousness raiser. It really increases your conscious awareness and even subconscious awareness to a degree because it sheds light on things about yourself that you can apply to your everyday life that really no other personal development tool or resource can give you. It's like your personal life guide that's unique to you. I like to kind of call it your personal cheat sheet to uncover your true self. Why wouldn't you want to explore that if you knew that it existed? And I know that people like to get righteous and say you shouldn't rely so heavily on human design or use it as this like almighty end all be all guidance system in the same way that you shouldn't give astrology that same type of power either. And I agree. I think it goes without saying, you are an individual that's capable of making your own judgments and your own decisions. I'm trusting that you're grown enough to understand that whatever you feel doesn't truly align with you and or doesn't serve you as you explore your human design, you're just going to leave it at the door. It's that simple. There doesn't need to be this like big emotion or action behind it. Simply leave it at the door if it doesn't serve you. And then step into this human design house of yours, if you will, and explore the rooms, explore every corner, explore every view out of each window, because it's your house to explore. I hope you like that house reference. Now, what I want to do is leave you with a question at the end of each episode for you to kind of ponder, whether it be for the next couple minutes or for the rest of your day, whatever, again, you feel like serves you. But the question that I'd like you to ponder is, what things would be possible for you if you had a cheat sheet to potentially uncover your true self? Thank you so much for taking the time to tune into this episode. If it served you in any way, please leave a review so we can continue spreading the word about human design and raise consciousness together.